What is up, guys? Z-Snipes here with a Gimp 2.6 tutorial. In this one, we'll be showing you how to do shadow and lighting effects, and we're gonna do it on this guy, Rob Wise. It's not me. So this is what the original picture looks like, and after shadow and lighting, it looks like this. I'll go back and forth and show you a little bit. Anyway, give me a second. Let me shut this one off. Okay. You got that, then back to GIMP, then back to that, back to GIMP, back to that, and that's basically what's going to happen here. So what you want to do is you want to open up GIMP, like I already have open right here. You want to make a new project, so you go up to file, then new, and 600 by 400 is fine, it doesn't really matter, it's usually how big it fits anyway. You want to go full screen, subtract it real quick, drag this over, hover over GIMP, open up your untitled folder, drag the picture in, and what you want to do is, this is really important that you make a new layer, like right here, make a new layer, okay, and you can actually delete the background layer right there, because that's not needed at all, but what you want to do is you want to go to the pencil tool, and you want to start on his shoulder right here. Oh my bad, okay, let's see, flip this first so white's the foreground color. And then start at his shoulder, hold shift, drag out over here, and then drag down, and drag up just above his waist to his wrist, and back up to the original starting point, about right there, and then just fill this in. This is the time consuming part of this, which I personally hate doing, because if I mess up on one stroke, then it all gets messed up. So, yeah, okay, that's two strokes now. So anyway, yeah, guys, I'd like to say this is our first GIMP 2.6 tutorial, and there will be Photoshop and GIMP 2.6 tutorials, so be looking forward to that, and I need your feedback on what I should do differently and what kind of tutorial I should do. So I'd love to hear what you guys say. As you see, that's why I hate this, because I just made a majorly bad mistake. I mean, to be honest, I'm sure I could, yeah, I probably could just hit this and feel, yeah, I could, I'm a dumbass. Well, anyway, so let me have that. Okay, then you go to filters, blur, Gaussian blur, and set it to about 50, so it'll give this nice glare effect, but the glare is still way too strong, you can't even see the guy anymore. So you want to click on this little arrow right here, go to overlay. You see it's got a little nice lighting effect now, but that's still too much of a lighting effect. So what you want to do is you want to tone the opacity down a bit to about 80. And here really quick, I'll just show you what it looked like before and after lighting effect. So that's starting to look a little bit cool. Right there is good. And now what we're going to do is we're going to add the shadow. The shadow is probably a little bit harder than the light because the light's really fairly easy. But what you want to do is you want to make a new layer above this. Hit OK. Flip this so the black is the main layer. And the reason you have to make a new layer is because everything would be overlaid on the black too, and we don't want that yet. But what you want to do is you want to start at his feet and try not to get anything on his feet. Try as hard as you can not to, because then it'll look kind of weird. But if you do, you can just go back and erase it afterwards. But yeah, okay. So what you want to do is you want to go out and kind of make his body shape. See this guy right here, he has his arms kind of go out and go into his pocket. So what we're going to do is we're going to come out like this and go in. And we're going to do that over here too. Come out and in. Then right up here, kind of make a head shape. Okay, I know you guys are thinking this looks really stupid right now, but bear with me on this. I'm going to about 200 now. Pull out your eraser tool. Then make it a good fair size for this, and kind of just erase everything off the shoe, or at least erase as much as you can before it gets on the grass. And then what you want to do is you want to click on the layer, go to this, and then set it to soft light. It's starting to make kind of a shadow, but definitely not the kind of shadow we want, so you want to drag the opacity down until it's at about 45. Yeah, 45, and then to zoom back out to 100 to make sure it looks good. Actually, no, we're gonna bring it down to about 40. Actually, 40 looks a little bit better. Yeah, yeah, there we go. And it's still not completely done. What you want to do is you want to go back to your eraser, get the circle fuzzy, and you want to kind of just go around it, go around the whole thing, and give it a cool, not necessarily cool, it just adds more shape to it. Erase what you think looks kind of bad. Not completely erase, but it'll give it a fuzzy toner on the outside so it doesn't look like it's such a hard edge, which it does at the moment. So do that, and you should see some improvement of what it looks like. Shape it up a bit, and then erase what's on the tire. The stuff in the spokes is okay because that was originally there anyway, so that's okay. Shape this area up a bit. Okay, and there you have it, guys. That's pretty much what you do to make your shadow and lighting effects. This isn't even the best kind of shadow or anything. It's just a basic tutorial. You can play with it a little bit yourselves. Make it look a little bit better. Yeah, God knows what, you can make a tutorial if you want to. So that's pretty much it for this, guys. Let me show you again the original pick and the one now. Here we have the original pick, and here's the one we just made. Original pick, one just made. So as you see, it looks a lot better. You can do that on any kind of picture you want. And that's pretty much it for this tutorial, guys. 6.5 minutes. I hope you guys enjoyed as much as I enjoyed making it. Send me some feedback on other stuff I should do, or feedback on how to change what I did today. And tell me other programs to download, and link me to things. Subscribe, comment, rate, anything that'll help my channel grow. I really appreciate you guys. Thanks a lot. Z Snipes out.